Pope Benedict began his discourse to the Polish bishops with a discussion of the parish.
La parrocchia è quell'ambiente che nella struttura della Chiesa è il più fondamentale. Nel decreto conciliare,
the parish, the Pope says, brings together the different qualities people have and involves them in the life of the Universal Church, making it an ecclesial community and an ecclesial family. Priests, and especially pastors of parishes, must contribute the building of such communities. The Pope acknowledged that the pastoral needs of the faithful in large parishes are often many and different. For this reason, the care and attention of parish priests is indispensable. All the different parts of parish life share a common burning need for greater participation in the sacramental life of the Church, especially in the Eucharist. The Eucharist is the source and summit of the Church's life. Therefore, the Pope said, it must be the center of Christian evangelization and formation, most importantly, the formation of adult Catholics. The Holy Father continued by saying that the bishops have the primary pastoral responsibility for the faithful in their diocese.
Un secondo punto dopo la parrocchia sono i movimenti e gli ambienti apostolici. Nel secolo passato,
they must make sure that the many movements that grew, especially after the Second Vatican Council, live within the Church and not next to her. Therefore, bishops must maintain a close and lively involvement with the ecclesial movements present in their respective dioceses. They must make sure that these groups act in conformity with the charism recognized by the Church. The Pope concluded by noting the growth in the number and kind of volunteer programs in parishes and the marvelous increase in the number of lay volunteers ready to lend a hand to those who suffer in any way. Likening the volunteers to the Good Samaritan, the Pope told the bishops to animate and sustain them. Earlier we spoke to one of the bishops, Zbigniew Karankowski.
Today is the time of the laity in the Church, but the laity, well-formed laity, conscious of the teaching of the Church, the lay people, which are able to lead this Christian value closer to everyday life.
I'm Charles Collins.